Appendix. Use these tips when applying for benefits. The following information deals with the mechanics of applying for Social Security benefits. It does not deal with Social Security claiming strategies discussed in this book. Regardless of the method you plan to use to apply for Social Security benefits, you will need to gather information. The specific information you will need is unique to your own situation. The following is a list of information to consider: your date and place of birth, your Social Security number, the name, Social Security number, and date of birth of your current and any former spouse, the dates and places of your marriage or marriages, if applicable, the dates of divorce or death of your spouse or spouses, if applicable, your citizenship status, the month you want your retirement benefits to start, if you are within 3 months of age 65, whether you want to enroll in medical insurance, Part B of Medicare. The application process. Generally, there are three ways to apply for Social Security benefits: online, by telephone, and in person at a Social Security Administration office. All three ways are not available in all situations. For instance, applications for divorced spouse benefits and survivor benefits must be made in person at a Social Security Administration office. Before deciding how you will apply for benefits, be sure to consider what ways are available to you in light of the type of benefits you plan to claim. Applying online. To apply online, go to www.ssa.gov. Select Online Services, then Apply for Social Security Benefits. The next screen allows you to specify the type of benefit for which you are applying: retirement or spouse's benefits, Medicare or disability. What follows is a series of screens with questions to be answered. The application does not need to be completed in one sitting. You can begin to complete it, save it, and return to it later. After you begin to complete it, if you find that there is information you need to gather, it is best to save your application and return later after you have gathered the missing information. This is because there is a time limit on how long each screen can be viewed. After 25 minutes of inactivity, you will be prompted to extend your time on that screen. You can extend it after the first two warnings, but after the third warning, there are no more extensions. If you don't move on to the next screen, all of the information you entered on that screen will be lost. There are also limits on what can be entered in certain fields. If you have entered a character that isn't permitted, you won't be able to continue to the next screen. You will get a prompt alerting you to the problem. Once you've fixed it, you will be able to continue. You will get a chance to review your answers, and you can go back and make corrections as needed. Most of the questions are self-explanatory, but in the past, questions like these have caused our clients some confusion. Do you want benefits to start in current month? What date should benefits start? These questions are to 1. Establish what date you were first eligible to apply for benefits, and 2. If you are applying after you were eligible, whether you want retroactive benefits. Up to 6 months of retroactive benefits can be requested. When considering whether you want retroactive benefits, make sure you are eligible on the retroactive date and there aren't any negative consequences to making the application retroactive. Example: assume your full retirement age is 66 and that you are applying for benefits on your 66th birthday. If you ask for retroactive benefits, that means you've applied before your full retirement age and your benefit will be permanently reduced. If you are already more than 6 months beyond your full retirement age, you can use a date that is 6 months before the date you fill out your application. This will give you 6 months of retroactive benefits without your application being early or triggering a permanent reduction in your benefits. Filing a restricted application for spousal benefits. This section applies to those of you who are among the limited number of married people grandfathered under the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 and are still able to restrict your application to spousal benefits as described in Chapter 3. If it is your intention to restrict your application to whatever spousal benefits that you might be entitled to, you need to answer yes to the question that looks something like this. If you are eligible for both retirement benefits and spouse's benefits, do you want to delay retirement benefits? Answering yes makes it clear that you want to delay any retirement benefits to which you might be entitled based on your own record. Finalizing your application. At the end of the application, you will be asked to confirm that your answers are true. There are no paper forms to sign. Your click on the Submit Now button constitutes your signature on the application. You will get an electronic receipt which identifies the Social Security Administration office to which your application has been assigned with a confirmation number. You should print the receipt and keep it for your records. You can use the confirmation number to check the status of your application, provided that there is 1 month or less until your benefits are scheduled to begin. Usually, no documentation is required to be submitted to the Social Security Administration, but a representative might call for additional information or documentation or with questions. Once you have provided everything necessary, your application will be processed and you will get a determination letter by U.S. mail, not email, that tells you how much your benefit will be. You should review the determination letter carefully to make sure it looks right. That is, the amount on the letter is the same as the benefit for which you applied, and that the Social Security number of the worker on whose earnings record the benefit is based is correct. If something isn't right, you need to contact your local Social Security office immediately. The longer you allow the mistake to continue, the more difficult it is to get it fixed. Applying by telephone. To apply by telephone, you can call the Social Security Administration toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. You might have to wait a while before you are connected to a Social Security Administration representative, but he or she will complete an application for you. Be sure to have all of the information you need before placing the call. If you don't, you'll have to call back. Once you have provided everything necessary, your application will be processed and you will get a determination letter by U.S. mail. You should review the determination letter carefully to make sure it looks right. That is, the amount on the letter is the same as the benefit for which you applied, and that the Social Security number of the worker on whose earnings record the benefit is based is correct. If something isn't right, you need to contact your local Social Security office immediately. The longer you allow the mistake to continue, the more difficult it is to get it fixed. Applying in person at a Social Security Administration office. To apply in person at a Social Security Administration office, most, if not all, offices now require an appointment. Call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213. Note that this is a national toll-free number. Telephone numbers for your local office are not generally available. The Social Security Administration does not appreciate people shopping around for the office they favor. They typically will make the appointment at the office they consider appropriate for your address. You can go to the Social Security Office locator on the Social Security website, www.ssa.gov, and put in your zip code to see which office it would be. For those of you in the Pittsburgh area, the addresses of the offices are 921 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222, Suite 120, 650 Washington Road, Pittsburgh, PA 15228, 6117 Penn Circle North, Pittsburgh, PA 15206, Second Floor 4 Allegheny Center, Pittsburgh, PA 15212, 120 Merchant Street, Ambridge, PA 15003, 80 Regina Drive, Cranberry, PA 16319, and Suite 210, 400 Oxford Drive, Monroeville, PA 15146. The hours of operation for most Social Security Administration offices are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesday. The Social Security Administration representative will complete an application for you. Be sure to have all of the necessary information at hand before your appointment. If you don't, your application will be delayed. Once you have provided everything necessary, your application will be processed and you will get a determination letter by U.S. mail. You should review that determination letter carefully to make sure it looks right. That is, the amount on the letter is the same as the benefit for which you applied, and that the Social Security number of the worker on whose earnings record the benefit is based is correct. If something isn't right, you need to contact your local Social Security office immediately. The longer you allow the mistake to continue, the more difficult it is to get it fixed. Which way is best? Applying online requires access to a computer and a level of comfort with its use that many people do not have. It does nevertheless have the advantage of timeliness and convenience. You do not have to wait to be connected to a representative for a telephone application or to wait for an in-person appointment. Nor do you have to complete the application process in one sitting in the event that you find that you don't have all of the information on hand that you thought you did. Also, if you complete the online application correctly, the possibility of human error by someone at the Social Security office is eliminated. Eliminating the intermediary does, though, eliminate the opportunity for someone who could be more knowledgeable than you to confirm that your intent is being understood and carried out. You are the person who is best able to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of the application methods available to you and choose the one that is best for you.